You know, Brother Horton, I thank God for that kind of clarity. Because, you know, it's right. That's how it is.
Amen.
The Lord has he's doing a lot of things. The Lord can do many things in one act.
Yes, he can.
And
that's right. Absolutely, he can.
And he's getting us on board. That's what this is all about. We're getting on board with God. We're learning what he's giving us. Okay, Ephesians 1, verse 1.
Before you get started, can I say this? Mm-hmm. You know, when he tells us in Ephesians to redeem the time.
Yeah.
That means it's on his timetable, not on ours. You know, we on the regular time. You know, mm-hmm. And we try to put him on that time. Mm-hmm. But when he said redeem the time, it means get on his time.
Yeah.
He has a fullness of time to do everything. Mm-hmm. He has a plan. Mm-hmm. He's got the plan. Mm-hmm. So if we redeem the time, you know, ask him, Lord, what are we doing now? Which way you want us to go now? What you praying now? Help, you know, that we'll know what he's doing, not so much of what we want to do at a certain time, but what he... And that'll redeem a lot of our time.
Yeah. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And Brother Horton pointed that out.
I'm glad you brought that out.
Yeah, I like it. He said, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And again, all means all.
All means all.
On the line, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus once said, it's his Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yes.
And he also said that the children of darkness, they understand their kingdom better than the children of light operating theirs. But we're growing, and...
why do you think he said that?
Well, they're groomed to operate in darkness.
They learn how to operate. They learn. they will go whatever it takes to learn in darkness how to operate in their kingdom. They learn it.
Yeah.
And they do it.
Yeah. They walk by
sight. And the kingdom of light, sometimes people don't press in to learn. They don't want to. They don't want to learn. They want it to come automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything automatic.
And, don't.
And if it don't come automatic, they don't want it. But the children in the world, they'll press in to learn all they can learn about that kingdom, and they operate it.
Yeah, and ours, we learn ours by faith, by taking God at his word.
Yeah, we learn by that, but then we got to have the knowledge of it, because... You can't have faith for something you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And see, a lot of them don't know, you know, and they can't have faith for what you don't know.
Because when we study his word and receive his word, we receive it in our heart, and it becomes faith in our mouth.
Yeah.
And we speak it. And it and it's given to us precept
on
precept.
Can I say something, brother? What I'm saying, it was a group of... what most folks would call seasoned saints, old, been in there a long time. And I quoted the people, and they said, is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
I went, huh? You've been in there that long and didn't know that's in the Bible, you know? Mm-hmm. And because we don't study our book.
Yeah, faith begins where the will of God is known.
Mm-hmm.
We have to read it.
That's true.
You
that's
have right. to read it. You
that
know.
Is true, absolutely.
And we were supposed to be reading when we were children, because God told Moses to write it on the wall, teach your children, write it on the pots and pans.
Amen.
We were supposed to have it.
I saw an example in the natural about somebody concentrating on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My great niece in the Corners played Mary Poppins, and she's always loved that movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's good acting, but she... the first time that she was singing, she wouldn't sing nothing. The first of years ago when she started in high school, she's a singer this year. So she'd just sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Mm-hmm. Well, she decided she wanted to be Mary Poppins. So she took music lessons for about 6 months, and they found out at the end that she got it. Well, she got the part.
Mm-hmm.
When she came out, when I saw her Friday, they had practiced so much, and they taught with a British Gaelic type you know, accent. Mm-hmm. She couldn't quit talking that way, and I just thought, you know, if we spent that much time, because it was perfection, it was great. The whole thing from the high school, they just really put their heart into it. I just thought, if we as Christians would do that, who would we speak like?
Jesus.
I mean, eat, drink, and sleep. And the girl told me, she said she had never seen somebody want that much heart as Olive did put.
She wanted it.
She wanted it.
She really wanted it.
And then they practiced and practiced and practiced, and she couldn't stop talking because they sang in that dialect, and they talked in that dialect, and she'd come out laughing. She said, I can't stop it. So, and it, just then when you said it, if we split that much time, we should speak like Jesus.
That's true. And you know, another example was Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He was known as King of Pop,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think he was, but, you know, because it's through my eyes and, you know, my mm-hmm. eyesight, through that spiritual eyesight, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But they called him King of Pop.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found out how many hours he practiced a day,
mm-hmm.
he spent 8 hours a day or more practicing.
Mm-hmm.
His little mood, his little steps, his mm-hmm. little song. That's a whole lot to give in. You know, the world do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince, you know, all that he put in to his time. I mean, they do, I'm not talking about once a week, but I'm talking a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Over 8 hours of practicing, dancing, singing, and moving, and shaking. I said, good Lord.
And the people that make the Olympics?
Yes.
Huh?
The people that make the Olympics, the people that get to go for the...
That's a very good example.
It is their life. It is all day.
This is your life.
Their life.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is your life.
This is our life. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen, sister.
Mm. But that is the best example.
They do.
I see what they give up.
Yeah.
This little girl said, I hadn't eaten pizza in so long. They said, what you gonna do when, you know, she had one and she had one goal and all that. And I'm talking about pizza.
Mm-hmm.
She had to give up that. She had to give up food. She had to give up going out or, you know, they give up.
They do a lot to get there because they're competing with the world.
That's just our natural. All of us mm-hmm. has that, and the natural if we won't have it, and that's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine what the church is going to do when all that supernatural kicks in? And it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, glory.
Well, it starts with people being hungry for the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, He's here. We can learn whatever we want to learn. If we can ask Him a question.
But you got to spend time into it.
Sometimes if you just ask Him questions, the right questions, He can answer you. And it makes the difference.
Spending time in His presence. Mm-hmm. You know, ask
today. They had goals, and Pastor Jim wants us to present our goals today.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Now, the Lord's saying a lot right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 3 again. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Some of the things He blessed us with will help us grow. And then He said, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Now, He's going somewhere with every believer. He's got a plan for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, He knew His plan. He knew how people would respond to His plan. And the predestined part, the Lord knows everybody personally. You know, you have to look at what,
mm-hmm.
that's why when you follow Him, you are you're on board with His plan that will work and not fail. He knows every soul on earth in real time personally. He knows who will hear and who won't. So to predestine us, he chose the perfect people, the 12 apostles. They were selected. Out of everybody He could have chose, he chose Peter and the other 11 apostles, and actually 14, because He had two to choose from at the end. And then the 100, you know, the others that followed. But he chose who He chose because of His plan. He knows every soul. He evaluated everybody. And He chose those. And And then he put Peter first when he asked the statement, who do men say that I am? And they answered different comments. Then he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter was the first to get it right. So that put, from that time on, you'd see Peter being in charge. He listened to Peter, James, and John. Anybody could have answered that question, but he was fishing for the one. All of them were great. Just like with Isaiah, he wanted somebody to do the assignment. And he always used the most faithful. So when he, with his plan in motion, he sent people where he know they'll be effective. Just like when he stopped Paul, he said, don't preach a word in Asia. But that was a man praying, wanting him to come there, to Macedonia. I think it was Macedonia. And he went there. So the systematic plan, God is getting people he know will believe. And then when they hear the word, they're the ones that will run faster. Remember the rules. We bear fruit after our kind. So if he can save the most faithful first and put them in place first, they're going to bear fruit after their kind. But let's say Paul said, now I'm going to Asia anyway. He went to Asia. And people got saved, but they were lazy. Now what kind of fruit are they going to bear? Just using it for an example, not saying that's what would have happened. The Lord put things in place to do the things that he listed in verses 2-5. He predestined, if he know that people get saved, just like he sent Jonah to Nineveh, he knew they'd repent. He made sure that man got there. He did all kind of miracles happen to get him in place in time, because God was on a schedule. He had to destroy that nation because of their sin. They had filled up their sins and they had brought on the judgment.
That's true. One question. Why did you think he worked with Jonah so hard? I mean, he's God. He could have put it in somebody else's heart, but he worked with Jonah so hard. Why do you think he worked with Jonah so hard?
He had the anointing.
He had the anointing, but he could have put the anointing on somebody else. Why did he work with Jonah so hard?
I think several reasons. He had the temperament. He had the anointing. He didn't want to do it in the first place. And it gave us.
Let's go a little deeper. Why did he?
I'm just saying.
Eternal example that had to be, had to work.
We learned a lot about.
All those are a good reason, but one of the most profound. Jonah had something working in his heart that he had to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah himself.
Yeah.
Against those Ninevite people.
Uh-huh.
He had a hatred in his heart.
Uh-huh.
Because, see, those Ninevites had killed some of his people, you know.
Yeah.
So not only was God sending Jonah to minister to the people, but to minister to Jonah too.
I like that. That's right.
Get that out of Jonah.
Because
even Jonah got mad even when the people repented.
Yeah.
So he had something going on in his heart that God had to work out.
And then
God is so kind, he took all that trouble to work that out of Jonah's heart.
And we needed that illustration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I say God thinks of everything.
It's predestinated.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of definitions, but in my scope of all that says predestinate, this is Baptist, but it's not Primitive Baptist, it's Southern Baptist. Predestination is that effective exercise of the will of God by which things before determined by him are brought to pass. An example would be that Jesus coming to earth.
Yeah,
that's true. Know,
nothing's going to stop him coming back, and nothing stopped him coming.
Yeah.
But he had to work it out, so it was predetermined that Christ was going to come.
Right.
Predestinated.
Uh-huh.
But it was God's will.
That is predestination, predetermination.
I saw something while Brother Horton was speaking about predestination. Some people, Jesus mentioned that he made a statement about finding faith on the earth after so much time.
Right.
All right. Now this isn't the kind we're looking at faith like it. We can believe God for this and receive it like Santa Claus. But faith, the faith he's talking about is people who look to the Lord like David did. because David was looking to the Lord, he could not see a giant in Goliath. Goliath was just a dead man talking. He saw the Lord. That kind of faith is what Jesus is talking about.
That's exactly. Because look at the example he gave, mm-hmm. what was going on before he said that.
Somebody was getting healed, I think. When he said he was looking, trying to find faith on the earth. I can't remember the scripture, but I remember the statement.
That part, he was finding faith on the earth.
It was the man that said, "You ain't got to come." "You ain't got to come to heal my servant. Just send your word." "Your word is just as good as you are."
"It is."
"Send your word." And Jesus said, "Whoa, will I be able to find faith like this on earth?"
I was thinking about the other one. It's not in the Gospels. He said, "Will he find faith on the earth?" Talking about the end times.
Yeah.
It's a different place than that.
Yeah.
Is that the one you were talking about?
I think so. But
and I always answer, because I know it, because I always answer, "Yes, you will find faith on the earth." So that
you have a reason that he makes that statement.
Yeah. And see, that kind of faith, that's relationship. That's Jesus said it this way, if your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. People that will look at him and look for long after him, they're in faith. They don't wander off. They don't go astray. They hear his voice. A stranger they won't follow. They love him. Well, when people are in Christ, they love God. They're in him. Their faith is the way that they receive God's word. The way that they measure it will be measured to them. That means one reason he said don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together is because I may measure it so big, you may measure the same revelation even greater.
Amen.
And then we see things. Some things are more important than others. Just like the four gospels, Jesus made one statement. He made some statements, and they all heard it and wrote about it. But they wrote about it from their perspective and the way that they measured. So all this is happening as we grow together. So the Lord put things in place so that we can grow strong. And what I saw when Brother Horton was speaking is that there are people that when they hear the word, they're going to go all in. And other people will live because of their influence.
Yes.
The other people... If they didn't get saved, and if they wasn't persuasive, the other people would have died. There are some people that way. There are some Christians that would never would have gotten saved unless certain people got saved. So the Lord makes sure that the people that will believe him and be strong and bear fruit, they get saved. He predestined them, and they're going to bring others with them. That's what I saw that.
That's the way you see it.
I saw it, But, and I say that for two reasons. I saw it when he was preaching, and that was something the Lord told me about in ministry. He said things, there's an order to it. We don't know the order. We just follow him, and it works. But there's an order to what God is doing.
Amen.
Okay, we out of time. But the Lord is not here. Continue to teach you all day long.
Amen.
The Lord, I thank you for your word.
Thanks.
I pray that you'll help
word.
Us to go forward. Help us to understand
Amen.
The things we don't understand. Because with you, all things are possible. Help us to go forward that we may do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
If he revealed it, it'll be revealed.
What?
If when he reveals it, it'll be revealed.